Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. My wife and I have a healthy marriage. We don't fight very often, and we generally get along well. But one point of contention is the sleep thing. She doesn't sleep very well. She's a very light sleeper. I'm probably a medium to a heavy sleeper. Apparently, I started snoring recently, so that's a problem. And so we're going to go back and forth with this. But one of the things that bothers me a little bit is she needs complete silence, and I like to have something often when I can't sleep that's mindless to just sort of occupy my mind so I stop thinking. And so I can do old Seinfeld episodes, anything that's just mindless that I don't really have to look at. I can close my eyes and take my mind off what I'm doing. But she can't handle having the TV on in the room. So I found a great solution. I've got an iPhone, right? I got a pair of headphones that are like, it's like a headband that wraps around that has almost flat speakers. And I put it on and it works. And it doesn't bother her and it works for me. But the problem I'm having is, the source I use to get television is DirecTV. And DirecTV, you know, you get the satellite dish, you know, and that system works relatively well in the house. But streaming is horrific. I have an app and the thing works about 20% of the time. It crashes always. And if you think about the future of that business, people aren't putting more satellite dishes on their roof. They're streaming. That's where it's going. So they're in the business, DirecTV is of anyway, of getting subscribers, charging a fee, and how giving people access to the content that they provide in whatever form that is. And if we know the form in the future is streaming, wouldn't you invest in that? And it seems to me like a company that's actually owned by AT&T with almost unlimited resources should be good at what is a core component of their business and the future of their business, and it's just terrible. Every streaming app I have, however low budget they are, works better than this one. So this is a problem, and I think this really deals with lack of focus. And it's a good lesson for a CEO. Focus on what is your primary business, and if you're DirecTV, it's delivering content in a seamless fashion to the people, to your subscribers. And if something's not working, spend some time and fix the problem. And if I look at AT&T, they're too busy buying everybody in sight and becoming the largest company on the planet instead of getting good at what their foundation is. And that's a big issue. So as a CEO, I think it's something to take note of, but I think it's also a good lesson for all of us. You can complain and say, you know, I'm not getting ahead at work. And by doing so, and maybe you get frustrated and you stop focusing on your primary job. Well, guess what? If you stop focusing on your primary job, you're not going to get promoted because, you know, promotion should be usually merit-based. And if you're not carrying your weight in your job or if you have a bad attitude, that's not going to serve you. So the thing I'm suggesting here is that we master the situation we're in. We master the job we're in, the business we're in. Focus on what's important. And as my old boss used to say, keep the main thing the main thing. Know what that is for you and continue to excel at that and continue to reinvent yourself in that area. And then you'll get noticed for other things. And then you'll get opportunities to take on things that other people may not be as good as that you are good at. But this is just a fundamental value. It should be for everybody. Focus on your core business. Focus on your core competency. Focus it on what you do well and make sure you continue to do that. And once you master it, then you look for other opportunities. Then you ask for that promotion. Then you take that next job. But until you master what you're doing, there's no point in looking forward. Focus on what's important now. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today, I just want you to think about what your core competency is, what you're doing in your role, what you're there to do, or what business you're in, and ask yourself, are you mastering all aspects of that business right now? And before you take on something new, make sure that you've gotten to a point of mastery in your existing business, in your existing job, or your existing role.